This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. A U.S. cybersecurity company says Russian military agents successfully hacked the Ukrainian gas company at the center of the scandal that led to President Donald Trump's impeachment. Russian agents launched a phishing campaign in early November aimed at stealing the login credentials for employees of Burisma Holdings, the gas company, according to Area One Security, a Silicon Valley company that specializes in email security. It is not clear what the hackers were looking for or may have obtained, although the operation's timing suggests that Russian agents may have been searching for material that could damage former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, whose son Hunter previously served on Burisma's board. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday to punish those responsible for the accidental downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet, calling the incident unforgivable. In a televised speech, Rouhani called for a special court to be set up and said the whole world will be watching. Also Tuesday, an Iranian judiciary spokesman said some people had been arrested for their role in shooting down the plane, but did not specify how many or how they were connected. The developments come as the government faces protests after first insisting mechanical problems caused the plane to go down, before admitting Saturday that Iranian military personnel shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. Hundreds of students at a prestigious Iranian university openly denounced their Islamic rulers in a third day of protests Monday. This is VOA News. Britain, France, and Germany announced Tuesday that Iran's steps away from the 2015 nuclear agreement leave them no choice but to refer the situation to a dispute resolution process laid out in the deal. The countries say they have upheld their responsibilities under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, including lifting economic sanctions against Iran and working to promote legitimate trade with the country. The agreement, also signed by the United States, China, and Russia, was meant to allay concerns Iran was working to build a nuclear weapon and put in place restrictions on its nuclear program. But when the United States withdrew from the deal, Iran began reducing its compliance. UK Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said today that Britain is willing to work with the United States and European partners to build a broader initiative which would address not just Iran's nuclear ambitions, but its destabilizing activity in the region. Raab told Parliament that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action remained the best available deal for restraining Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Opposition Foreign Minister Emily Thornberry disagreed. Okay.
Based on what the Prime Minister said this morning, are we now to understand that despite everything that the Foreign Secretary has said in his statement just now, and everything contained in the joint statement at the weekend, it is now official policy of the UK government to replace the JCPOA and get a Trump deal instead?
Since the United States killed Iran's most powerful military commander in a drone strike on January 3rd, Tehran has faced escalating tensions with the West and unrest at home, both reaching levels with little precedent in modern history. A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the House committee leading the impeachment inquiry. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Joseph Bondi is the lawyer for Lev Parnas, who was deeply involved in efforts by Giuliani to press Ukraine to open an investigation into Joe Biden and Biden's son. Bondi tweeted they worked through the night to get data from two of his clients' smartphones to the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump has already been impeached in the House, but Chair Adam Schiff says the committee is still working to gather information leading up to the president's trial in the Senate. Bondi's tweets include a photo of Parnas posing with President Trump, both smiling and giving a thumbs up with the hashtag #LetLevSpeak. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More than 30,000 people near the Philippine capital Manila have been evacuated from the immediate vicinity of a volcano that has been belching lava, ash, and steam since it erupted on Sunday. I'm Laurel Bowman, and this is VOA News.